Mayor Mark Schaefer initially nominated someone else to the vacant seat. He said he had Tim Borsi in mind ever since he first realized Henry might resign.
When we got notified of Dan's issue, the first phone call went to our lawyer. And very shortly after that, I contacted somebody I thought would serve. And I would like to see Tim Borsi appointed to this table.
Assemblyman Henry was convicted of failing to timely file federal income taxes. After that news broke, the mayor and assembly did not dismiss Henry. They said there was nothing in code mandating his departure. The question of whether Henry would resign lasted for months after he signed a plea deal, was sentenced to a year in prison, and was investigated by the Alaska Public Offices Commission. Some Skagway residents called on Henry to step down in time for his seat to go to a public vote on the October 4th municipal election ballot. But that didn't happen. In mid-October, just a couple weeks before he was mandated to report to prison, Henry turned in his letter of resignation. So, who would fill his seat? There were two candidates for assembly who lost their election bids in October, David Brenna and Spencer Morgan. Brenna was on the ballot, but Morgan squeaked in at the last minute as a write-in candidate. Brenna garnered 181 votes, coming in third place after Orion Hansen and incumbent Tim Cochran. There were 124 write-in votes, which did not meet a significant enough threshold to be tallied by name. Morgan was finishing his first three-year term on the assembly. Now he'll get to serve another year. Although Schaefer nominated Borsi for the seat, the four assembly members present chose to go in a different direction. Assemblyman Tim Cochran said he'd like to see Borsi continue his work as chair of the Port Commission. He couldn't do that as an assembly member.
I think Tim is valuable in the Port Commission as chair, I would like to see that go on, especially in this during this time frame of going forward.
Cochran said he'd rather appoint Morgan. Newly elected Assemblyman Orion Hansen agreed.
I would say from having served with Spencer on planning and zoning, I've seen him say no to his friends and yes to his enemies, or people he may, maybe not his enemies, but I think, you know, in terms of someone who interprets the best for the community, I think his, you know, I may not always agree with what he says, but I always know why he says it, and I really value that.
Here's Morgan's response.
Yeah, I would be willing to step in and serve. That being said, I also think that Tim would be a great option. I know when this first came up, that was one of the people that I thought could also step right in. So, but I do appreciate the fact that you guys feel confident in my abilities at the table.
Hansen, Cochran, Jay Burnham, and Steve Burnham Jr. unanimously voted to appoint Morgan. He may take his seat at the next meeting, which was rescheduled from November 17th to November 10th. Since Morgan was appointed rather than elected, he will serve 1 year and his seat will be up for a vote in the next municipal election. There was no mention of David Brenna, the other assembly candidate who lost his bid in early October. Much of the rest of the meeting was taken up with discussions about expenses the city continues to pay for permitting on the stalled Gateway project. The assembly hit the brakes on the port improvement project after voters rejected a tidelands lease between the borough and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. But as Schaefer explains, they decided to allow engineering firm KPFF to continue with the permitting process.
We basically stopped the design work being done, but continued on with the permit, knowing that we wanted to get to at least be prepared for a cleanup. Right. And that's where the value of it still lies.
A cleanup of contamination in the ore basin is a key part of the Gateway project. But the impasse caused by the lease rejection left contamination cleanup in limbo. Regardless, the municipality wants permits in place if and when there is a path forward to start the mitigation. But the assembly and mayor voiced annoyance with how long the permitting is taking, saying it's not following the predicted timeline. Here's Cochran.
I think we're all frustrated by the how much time it's taking. But
the hope is that a newly elected port consultant will be able to unstick Skagway from the port stalemate. A steering committee is working to define the scope of work for the port consultant. A part of that may be restarting waterfront negotiations with White Pass. At the past two assembly meetings, White Pass representatives have said they are ready to talk as soon as possible. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.